Kicks it off is Life at the Dusk Live. We bring you what we call Hot at the Dusk Mondays. That's where we talk hot news, hot mess, and hot music, and sometimes some hot interviews. Today's show is entitled "It Was All a Dream," basically because 17 years ago, a very iconic person in the hip hop industry passed away. That was 17 years ago, and that person would be Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace, whatever name you know him by. Hey, that's what it is. The boy Biggie, man, he's one of those people that a lot of people look up to, especially, as the big fellas, man, they definitely look up to him because it's like, man, you see that you can get so much love even as a big dude, so it gets people pretty amped. today's show, man, we will be joking around quite a bit, give y'all some surprises involving Biggie and whatnot, so be on the lookout for that crazy crap getting ready to happen. But, man, I just wanted to definitely just thank those that lifted up my family as we had to make the transition of, having a funeral for my granny, which is my dad's mom. And, man, it was just an interesting, very interesting weekend. So, appreciate everyone who showed genuine concern. And it was pretty cool, man. Got a chance to hang out with the family, all kind of stuff. So, and thank you again to everyone that shows so much love. Cause it was a lot of people that were on my Facebook that, definitely reached out and just made sure I was okay and all that. So you can never take that away, man. Thank you everyone that showed love. Some stuff, man. Been so much stuff going on news-wise, man. First thing on the list that just kind of rubs me the wrong way, because it's like, wow, man, I just can't freaking believe that. Well, I can believe it, but it's just a trip to think about the fact that, man, people are so freaking racist, man. And stuff going on in Ferguson is inexcusable. We've been saying something was up. It's weird. Some of the people like Bill O'Reilly, who were making it not to sound like it was a big deal at first, and now that these reports are coming out, now he wants to back it up. Sometimes you don't need to wait for the proof. The proof was there already. This stuff was adding up, but some people just aren't content enough with a little bit of stuff. So you got to keep digging until they get it. And I hate to say it, but this is not the end. I mean, being a black person, man, this is a bad day in news to sit here and, it's a crazy weekend. A lot of stuff that happened to happen. And it's like, for instance, Selma 50, on Saturday, We were observing the 50th anniversary of what happened on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and that was involved in, it was in Selma, where it was known as a Bloody Sunday, where people or black people were getting slaughtered, or just over, standing up for their voting rights. And it was just so much of a weekend of emotion because, you like the news about Ferguson, not surprised about that. People had like this big deal, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, where the heck have you been? Where have you been trapped under? So you have that going on. Then, I mean, it really just baffles me that people are just that freaking lost, man. Like, we didn't know, but like, we were on our bridge and didn't realize all the stuff was going on. Again, people do better, man. And yeah, and as your part of playing of doing it, sometimes listen, man, because sometimes when people are saying that racist things are going on, not everyone is just saying it as a cop out. A lot of times this stuff adds up. It has the thinner fruit behind it. And it's just another one of those cases. But what annoys me is it always feel like it's just a band-aid because we had to support me and others does not even broadcast it. So it's ridiculous. Like it has, we shouldn't, people shouldn't be running around cowering in fear that at any moment they might be taken out, or might get, or just have their rights, taken away from them for no apparent reason. It's inexcusable. So we got to do better, people. We got to do better. Some stuff that happened on the weekend, man. Definitely, if you haven't already, go get the copy. Go get your copy of Human Canvas magazine. It dropped on Friday, and you can go there. You can go to get any of the copies of the magazine from issues 1 to up to now, which number 18. All you simply have to do is go to dustspot.com/human canvas magazine. You're there, it will allow you to be able to listen to it. Be able to download, buy the magazine either in print or in digital, or you can get both, depending on how you feel. When you get the print, you get the print one for Mad Cloud, you automatically get a digital copy for free. You can buy the digital copy from there straight out without buying the print from there. You can also go to Maxer, and all that stuff will be on when you go to the site for Dust for the Human Canvas magazine. With Maxer, will allow you to have a digital app that has a magazine on it. So just do that, man. Be on point. All right. So I'm going to go to a music break. I'll show love to my boy Biggie, and then we come back. We're going to chop it up some more, man. Right here on Life at the Dusk Live. High to Dusk Monday. It was all a dream.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze, feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run, I got nowhere to hide, yeah,
yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting. I wanna get away from here. I gotta get away from here. I wanna get away.
back. We're back, everyone. Welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Hot After Dusk Monday. In today's show's entitled It Was All a Dream, which is showing love to Mr. Biggie. Biggie, can't you see? And got JoJo in the building. It's showing love to Biggie. I'm gonna do my best, you know. I already told you all the time, not a rapper by any means. I had my mom's like, I'm alright, but you know, don't charge me too much up about it. So I'm, you know, just show some love. I'm gonna do it. So here we go. All right. So this song I'm gonna do, this little piece I'm gonna do is from Hypnotize, you know, by Biggie. You know, one of the classic club joints. A lot of people like to. As you pretty much, you go to the club that play old school music, especially from up top in the East Coast. This is gonna be in their playlist. All right, so here we go. Here's my attempt to add a neat stuff. Man. So here we go. All right. Woo! All right, here you go. Because the pressure's on, so I know if you were like, woo! Okay, here you go. High, sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage off. It's niggas don't think they shit stink. Pink Gators, my Detroit players. Tell to my hooligans in Brooklyn. They're right. If they're here right, Biggie there every night. Pop a bit smooth. Just days under rules. Never lose. Never choose to. Bruce Cruz who do something to us. Talk go through us. Girls walk to us. One do us. Screw us. Who was? Yeah, Papa and Puff. Close life starts again. Huh? Stick the clutch. Now squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Take that. Busily recent niggas front ain't saying nothing. So I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Keep us with the Jesus peace. Whip my peace. Pack it. Ask me who want it. You got a nigga flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit. We own it. What you think about that, Jonah? You think that was all right? That was all right?
It
wasn't the best, but it was all right. It wasn't the best, but it was all right. The lights was on, so I had to do it. I had to get it, and you were going, hey, man, okay, yeah, all right, see, you try to do a little something. So I know one of the best probably got like about a B plus, or nowhere near A, but you know, we'll go harder again next time. So yes,
I'm gonna let you stick to the rapping. I'm gonna stick to being awesome and looking cute.
All right, we'll let you get away with that one. Man, so much stuff is going on. I talked about one of the racial issues earlier because I was talking about how it just is it me or this weekend just so it's such a racial weekend.
Yeah, I saw something on Facebook that Obama was like in Selma. What did it say, Selma 50 or something?
Yes, because this was on Saturday was the 50th anniversary of Selma, of the incident that happened in Selma, known as Bloody Sunday, and that was iconic Sunday back in and that involved the good Reverend Doctor Martin Luther King Jr. Yes, and they were marching across the bridge. Yes, it's based on the moment that happens on that bridge. It's about it was the 50th anniversary of that moment they were basing in the movie. So he was there speaking and whatnot. And ironically, which is interesting, to this date, you know, ironically him. Go to march on the same exact bridge and speaking there. We're yet again back to the fact of people are trying to pass these different laws to make it hard to vote.
Yeah. Who else was that? I told somebody else. I can't. No, it wasn't. What's his name? Waka Flocka, right? He, like, canceled the show because of some racial thing that was going on?
Yes, I was going to address it. You segue me into the next racial issue I was going to jump on. And that's evolving OU, which I can understand OU to begin with, because as a person who roots for Texas, and you know, I root for TCU too. I'm more so root for TCU more than Texas these days, but now root for Texas. You know, I already don't like OU because of the rivalry, but this crap that's going on now, where a fraternity had this racist chant caught on video. It's so inexcusable. So, I mean, and the thing is, people have been saying all day, they ain't the only place that do it. They just happen to be the ones that got caught. It's not the only one.
Oh.
And they're the only ones that got caught on video. You know, this. So right now, it's the defender proof of, there's no defender proof of other places doing it that's caught on video. There's, you know, people can, there's hearsay that, but you know, it has some validity to it as far as now, it's just hearsay about other places having that happen. But, you know, it's just so much stuff raining down. You know, you had just near the end of last week, you had the incident happening in Ferguson where they released the investigation and report that just pisses you off. First of all, I already confirmed what you knew already. That report was for the people who think that it was all about someone that was a magic genie made something up, or it was the story or the speculation was just about as real as a unicorn. That's how they were treating it, but. No, it took to these reports to come out of people to get that, okay, it really is that serious there. Like, do we need a reconfirmation? I had confirmation the moment I saw how they took everything to the next level. You had, first of all, the incident that happened in the first place with Michael Brown even caused the outrage in the first place. Then on top of that, you know, you hit the way they were just treating people that were, you know, they looked like they was in a Rhythm Nation video, like everyone looked like super soldiers or something. Like, we gotta take down these black people, oh Lord. And some people, and then you know, it's obvious. People always want to cup everyone together. Cause I hate everyone cupping every white person together that they had something to do with racial stuff happen. That's not the case. Like, we got to get out of that mind state too.
It's ridiculous because probably like 90% of people now are mixed. Nobody's just one race. People are mixed now. And it's not even just that. Most relationships that you see going on are biracial relationships. It's not just like one black person with another black person, or a white person with a white person, or whatever. There's a lot of like black and white people that are together. There's a lot of Indian and Asian people that are together. Everything is just different now. It's not how it was back in the 1940s and 1950s.
Oh no, I was going to address it another way. Now I'm saying that don't sit there run around blaming. Every white person has something to do with it or something like that. But on the same token, I'm not going to give an excuse to say that black people are being at a huge disadvantage on everything. We're not going to negate that fact. Smallest percentage in population in the U.S., but we make up most of the percentage of prison population. So, I mean,
yeah,
and I see people.
It's mostly black and Hispanic.
And I see, when I look around, it's always a complete disadvantage, and it's always, the black man is always trying to get food stamps and stuff. it's always this whole crap about food stamps that black people are always trying to get food stamps. When last time I checked,
white people and Asian people have food stamps. What are they talking about?
No, that get the most food stamps. It's always pinned on black people. Unless you've been here in the cave, there's no way in the world you haven't heard that stereotype. And
that's nonsense. All that racial nonsense needs to stop because I don't.
But here's what's so stupid about it. If you want to be, people just want to go by. No, I don't understand the stereotype when if you want to, because no one cares about that really. But when you want to sit there and stereotype, then that's when people gotta say, okay, let's get the facts out and let's get the true numbers. When you break down a number, and I'm gonna check on the most recent number because last time I looked at it, it was well over half of the people who received food stamps were of Caucasian descent. So there's no way I'm going to sit there and continue to listen to these stereotypes that happen every day.
Yeah. Just getting out of hand, taking things out of proportion.
And places like, Oklahoma has a law to where they're banning hoodies. Your mind state is it's going to make you feel less guilty, and I won't think that you're a criminal because you have one. Yeah, if you don't have on a hoodie, I won't suspect that you're a criminal. That is the stupidest thing ever, especially in this weather that we've been having lately. If I didn't have a hoodie, I'd be pissed the hell off. So, no.
People are stupid.
You can't. I'm tired of people having excuses for why they continuously put people of color in serious disadvantage on purpose. Stop having excuses. Fix the problem. And let me say this. I say this all the time. Fix the problem. Don't just put a Band-Aid on it. Because a lot of times people put a Band-Aid. Okay, we're going to stop this problem here for the moment. Like, don't start this stuff where you just Band-Aid it up. Like, Band-Aids, they're for like little brute, like little boo-boos, as they call them. You little kid for boo-boos.
Yeah.
These ain't no freaking boo-boos. These are things, man, you're going to need a vaccination to have these problems. So, it's crazy, man, because like for me, like I grew, although I spent the majority of my grade school part of my life in the hood, it was like while I was going to school, you know, I was in programs where I dealt with multiple races.
Yeah.
And so it was crazy. So for me, I'm used to dealing with people of all different races and whatnot. And not feeling so weird is when you get it's like what they already say, like you watch these TV shows and these kids, or you ever see these pictures or these YouTube videos where it's kids of different races are like complimenting each other, like, oh, you have nice hair and stuff like that, and hugging them and saying you're so beautiful and all that. But then I always say that phrase where they say, kids aren't born racist, they're raised into it.
Yeah.
And so during the ages of 2 to 11 is usually when, you know, you're a sponge from 2 to 11. That's more the discovery stage of during that time period where you're learning right from wrong and whatnot. So if an adult told you something, you're gonna be more than likely to allow it to change, to influence how you think. And so if you're told enough times as a little kid, don't go to that black person, he might do this, or don't go to that Mexican person, they don't speak English, or stuff like that is, you know, it's going to it's going to eventually become this thing where it's going to be a cycle that's going to go on and on. And it's just like when you, it's just like a lot of times with self-esteem issues, a lot of people their problem with self-esteem is when you get told something enough times, you start to believe it. Like someone keeps calling you ugly, you're like, okay, whatever. Then someone else calls you ugly, like, okay, whatever. But then you keep getting called ugly over and over and over and over again. Eventually, your psyche is going to tell you to believe it. Yes. And so, the cycle has to. There has to be a stopping point. You have to. It has to come to a freaking end. And here's my personal opinion. Until we stop having I'm tired of every year in February we have to do Black History Month. That's freaking sad. And because when you read the history books, for Black history, it's always about the down times. It's never about the accomplishments Black people have made and whatnot. It's always about where they were slaves. And so when you hear that stuff, it kind of gets in your mind too that, you know, that you're always inferior. That shouldn't be the case, man. Like that's got to come to a freaking end. And people talking about rewriting the history books. And because always, you know, it is one. You know, I don't like when because it's like they're going to change what, like they're doing it in Texas history books already, where they're changing the word slave to something else, some cute phrase to make it sound as bad. And it's not endangered servants; it's something else. And yeah. I'm like, that doesn't change the fact of what it is. I can walk up to somebody right now and say, okay, you know, that's like walking up to a stud and you going, well, she dressed like a dude, and they are still a girl. She can be dressed like a guy or a girl, it's still a girl. Same thing when it comes to trying to be all slick and pick these different words for slavery and slaves. Stop making it sound like a vacation. It's not a vacation. And stop making it to where the history books only depict every time something bad happens to Black people. We gotta balance it, man. Because it even happens with Mexico. Like you think about it, like any Spanish descent or Latin descent culture at all has to deal with this all the time. When you think of they show you the ancient tribes down there and how they fell and got conquered by conquistadors and all that. That's always the thing. They had to come over across the border and it's always the bad stuff. Except because the minority people, it's always something. It's like most of the history book is like, let's show you all these bad things that happened to you. And then when you whine about, oh, it's not fair, why do we have to go to this? You know, it's ridiculous. But it has to come to an end because
that's pointless.
I really hate somebody.
It's always going to be somebody that's trying to bring up the negative parts of the past instead of bringing up the positive parts.
Right, but you still have to.
That's their way of thinking because of how they were raised. And a lot of the people that are doing that are people that were, you know, teenagers or in their 20s or their early 30s, or in the, you know, the 40s and the 50s when all the things are in the process of changing. People are trying to change things to make it better.
And my dad says, you know, this is going to be a controversial thing I'm going to say here, but since when have I not said controversial stuff in this show? My dad says, this is a phrase my dad says, where he says, Black people can't be racist. Now, people ask, what does that mean? Black people be prejudiced, but they can't be racist. Because in order for you to be racist, you have to be able to, because the word race in itself, it's a race. So in order for you to win the race, you have to be, someone has to be on top, and someone has to win. Who's winning? That means, therefore, that person in the case is being racist. When they're saying, hey, that Black guy over there, he might steal something today. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it always drives me nuts. Like, if you're black and you're in a nice car, you got to worry your head off every time because you're going to get pulled over some minute thing that they're going to find something because they want to know, and they hoping they find something. They want to know why they can't believe this black guy is in this nice car.
Yeah.
That's why I hate going to the country town. Oh, my God. Like, when I come towards Houston and stuff, I hate that.
Why?
I haven't got by to there yet, but it makes you nervous as heck. The whole, because you got to go through Navarre County to get to Houston. That makes you worried as heck.
Yeah, there's a town like that out here. Where the heck is it? It's
of course, the
Canada,
Huntsville.
No, Palestine. Me and my homegirl used to go to Palestine. And we hate getting out of the car because we're like, wait, there goes a black person. There goes a Mexican person. Okay, we're okay. I know she'll stop at the gas station and I'll be run by some white person looking at us crazy because they don't know what we are because we're mixed. And it's not just
well,
like that we're mixed, we're light skinned. So, well, they never ask us like why we're there. They just give us this look like, what are y'all? Because we're light skinned and you can tell we're mixed. You just don't know what we're mixed with.
And then you have an accent, so they hear that. They want to know why is this girl who looks black to us, why does she have a Latin accent to us? Like, that's weird. Why has she got that Latin accent?
They just look like...
Because you're mixed with whatever race, but at the end of the day, when you go look, when they go and identify, you say, oh, that's the black girl. That's a good identifier.
You know what? Very rare I get identified as a black girl. I always get identified as the Puerto Rican or the Dominican girl. And I have no Dominican in me that I know of.
So.
But still, like, I've had black guys that have straight up told me, oh, you're racist. Because I date a lot of white or Hispanic guys, but that's my preference. I'm sorry. That's just what I like. My bad.
This is where it's polarizing for me. It's one thing if you're talking to someone because of just because you like something about them, but I hate when I hear it like, you know, it's polarizing me. It is what it is. I don't like people say, well, I like talking to white guys. Like, that sounds so stupid to me. Like, it's one thing if you're talking to a guy that you're cool with. And he just so happens to be white. Oh, okay, so and you dating him because you like him. Now a lot of people are like, oh, I only talk to white guys. Like, I don't like that because because when people say that, it comes off as a negative connotation about black men.
But see, here goes the thing. I'm mixed. I'm not full-blooded anything. I am mixed. If I tell you what I'm mixed with, it's like, oh wow, what the hell? Okay. I've dated different races, and my preference of what I like just happened. It really is Hispanic. That's what I mostly date are Hispanic. My kids' fathers are Hispanic. So just that's what
right.
I like. I'm mixed with Mexican and Spaniard and Puerto Rican. I like the culture. I like the heritage. And just those are the types of guys that I always go for. It's not like I single them out, like, okay, well, I'm Mr. Black. I'm not going to talk to no black dudes. It's not even like that. It's just after talking to them and getting to know them, those are the guys that I typically end up with because those are the guys that I typically have something in common with. Black dudes typically tend to tell me I'm too strong-minded. I talk back too much. I defend myself too much. I act like I don't need anybody because I can handle my own. And they prefer a girl that's just going to sit there and, you know, kind of sit down and let them handle things. And the way I am, I'm more like, I can handle things on my own if I need to.
Right.
But like I said, like, high school, I dated maybe 4 or 5 black dudes because I got tired of people trying to say, like, oh, you're racist. I'm like, what are you talking about? I am mixed. I'm mixed with so much stuff. How am I racist? I would like to know. I'm not racist because I have black friends.
Right, but you shouldn't have to talk to white. You shouldn't have to. They shouldn't. You shouldn't have to talk to white guys to prove a point. You know, that, you know, because you said you were in high school, and unfortunately, that's the nature of the thing, is more of an influential time. But that's, I mean, I feel that's kind of whack that you had to be put into that situation where, oh, no, people not think I'm racist. I got to date a white. People are not, or just that stupid to where that makes them feel comfortable with you. That's dumb.
People are stupid like that.
That's
so my high
freaking
school,
dumb.
When I was in high school, the guy that I dated for the longest in high school, I dated him for like 2.5 years. He was half black, half Mexican. So you can't tell me that, oh,
right,
you don't talk to black guys and you're mixed with black, that makes you racist. No, because one of my boyfriends in high school was half black, half Mexican. My boyfriend prior to that I was with him,
well,
that's stupid, happened
though,
to be Mexican.
That doesn't make you racist because you don't talk to black guys.
I
don't go that far.
It's like, I know what I like. It's when you talk to somebody and you're talking to them long enough, physical attraction, mental attraction, anything like that, you know what you like. You start to know what you like after a while. Everybody is different. And
but, you know, for me, it's not polarizing by race. It can be, I just like good people.
Exactly.
So me, it doesn't matter. So that means it's gonna throw a quarter into the pin, and like you said, but then it also kind of supports your statement, because most of the people I end up, it's not necessarily who you're attracted to. It's more so you're a product of your environment. You grew up in an area where you were mainly around Hispanic guys. Guess what that means? Duh, people, she's going to end up talking to Hispanic people because she's grew up around people of Hispanic Latino descent. What is the mystery there?
Where my grandma stays at, her neighborhood is predominantly black. There are mostly black people there. There are a few white people, there are a few Hispanic people. But I did not grow up in my grandma's house. I grew up in Southwest Houston in the A-Leaf area, and it's mostly Hispanic, Asian,
right,
mixed, and black. So, being like that, I've dated an Asian guy. I dated him for, like, I think 4 years. I've dated white guys. I've dated black guys. I've dated mixed guys. I have dated Hispanic guys. But I mostly date Hispanics. It's not like I'm trying to be racist or anything, because I'm mixed with Hispanics. It's just that's what I always end up going for. That's what I grew up around. Most of the people I hung out with were Hispanic.
It's not necessarily, like I said, again, it goes back to the fact that it's not necessarily that you wouldn't necessarily date black people, but you, like you said, because of who you've grown up around, it's kind of a product of, I've hung out, like most people I've hung out with, grew up with, learned culture, you know, went to this dance, went to this party with, went to watch this movie with, just hung out and talked to you every day. Happen to be of Hispanic descent. So that's like
common
sense.
Yeah, like my dad's side of the family, they're from El Paso, Texas. When I was little,
So what you say is different, but when I'm around person, I know when we grew up in a school and grew up in a neighborhood where it was predominantly black people, and they dated black people for longer than they go, and then they and then their excitement for why they go date a white guy, oh, because they treat you better. Like, I hate that. That kind
that's
of
not
stuff
true.
Is you know,
that's
exactly.
Not true.
I mean,
everybody
does
just
fucked up shit, right?
Just because, like, you can't sit here and say, oh, a white person treats this person better, or, oh, an Asian person will treat you better. That's not true.
Exactly.
How you allow them to treat you. If you allow them to treat you like crap, then that's how they're going to treat you. If you give them that basis of, okay, you're going to treat me like this because I know that that's what I deserve, that's how they're going to treat you. And if they don't, then you just keep on walking. Don't settle for whatever. And that's why a lot of people are so screwed up in the head. Because they're getting everything wrong. They're just thinking like, oh, well, I grew up in a white neighborhood. I'm not going to hang out with white people. No. You should be smart enough to know who you can hang around and who you can't hang around. You should know what's good for you and what's not good for you. Just because somebody's black, mixed, white, Hispanic, whatever, that should not be the reason why you do or don't hang out with somebody. It should be because of their personality and how they perceive themselves.
Exactly. Simple as that, man. You knocked it right in the doorknob. The personality should dictate. I always had the best times in mixed clubs. Why did I have the best time in mixed clubs? Because I like to be where there's a lot of different people at. And it's something about, for me, it's something about just the feel of watching. And for that little time, them hours or whatnot, that you're in that bar or club where it's a mixed crowd, you get to watch all these different people of different races and walks of life having a good time with each other. And none of that outside bullshit matters. That's why I love going to mixed clubs. I love going because of that aspect. It doesn't matter what color, when you're in there, it don't matter what color you are. They just having fun. And if the world thought that way 24/7, we'd be in a much better place.
Well, a lot of
unfortunately,
are too close-minded. A lot of people are too close-minded, so they don't think like that. That's why I'm like, the people I hang around, they're not close-minded. They're open-minded enough to know, like, okay, just because you're mixed, but you act the same way. I don't act the same way. I grew up in an area with different cultures. And it just so happens that a lot of people can say, oh, black people don't have education, but you do. That's awesome. It's like, no, I'm mixed, but I like to learn. I paid attention to school. If you pay attention to school, you're going to get a good education or a decent education. If you don't pay attention, then you're not going to get that education. If you don't
right,
pay
but
attention.
I mean, people are saying this whole thing about you. Joe doesn't like hanging around black people. First of all, me and you do this show every freaking day. And cool, and we talk when we're on the show. And then when we're on the show, we talk. It didn't work from great. And awesome, being awesome in the month. It just, that's fucking stupid, man. It's like, it goes back in. You say it's not that, it's your personality, people.
And then, I mean, I'm pretty sure people listen to this show and they're like, oh, they're crazy, but they're probably just sitting on an act for a show. No, we're really like this. Ever since we met, we've always been like this. We've always gotten along. We've never had any issues in the, 2-3 years we've known each other. We've never had any issues.
Not to where I have an issue. Now, this is something I do have an issue with. Person, I mean, and this is on a different type of with personality. I hate when I'm around people of different races who thought they have to act, act quote-unquote black in order to be able to talk with me and be able to be comfortable with me. Just be yourself, man. For me, just be yourself. Like, don't do all this extra stuff. You got to use the slang and all that to talk to me. Just talk like yourself. Just be yourself. I cannot stand that. Like, don't be putting on this, yeah, man. Yeah, I feel you on that, man. Oh, God. It pisses me off. Like, here we go. I'm gonna turn my black card. I wanted to sit there. I wasn't sure. I ain't black. I can't stand it. Just be yourself. If you talk proper as heck, it's cool. Cause I talk proper.
I talk proper. I talk proper, and I'm proud of it. Like, I have all these dudes over here. They're like, oh, you're so preppy and proper and white. I'm like, I'm mixed with white. I got an education.
But my thing is, can we stop saying? But here's my thing with them. I'm so fucking tired of people saying that's talking white. That sounds so fucking stupid. I'm so tired of it.
It's called proper grammar. Good English. It's not talking white. It's just having proper grammar. And, knowing how to use your words. Growing up, I've always loved reading in English. Math, I sucked at it. I hated it. It frustrated me. It still kind of does today. But my English and my reading, I was off the charts on that. So if I sound white or preppy, my bad for paying attention in school and getting a proper education. I'm so sorry for that.
It's not even just that. It's just, man, like, you said, like, and I'm not looking down on people. I'm not looking down on people that, you know, who had a hard time in school or whatnot. My main thing is
everybody has a hard
people,
time.
Everybody picks up a different dialect and different, and their the way they talk is different. Now, one, now talking a bunch of Ebonics on a regular basis, like, now that's bad. When you think about, okay, I'll give you an example. When you think about whenever you do, I'm learning the Spanish language, I'm learning the French word, because most of those languages are built the same way. They always say formal and informal. People are going to get, why stop talking in an informal context every time you talk to somebody? Like, you could, I have no problem talking about you. Like, because Ebonics is really, at the end of the day, it's just an informal dialect of English. It's like there's an informal, it's like there's informal Spanish, formal Spanish. You got to know
there's
when to talk.
And
it's not
English
fake.
Spanish.
Right, and it's not fake if you decide that you want, if you talk in a formal sense, in the right nature. Like, you can talk, and you don't have to have a fake accent. You don't have to have this fake accent on in order to do that. Like, some people do that. They're like, yeah, sure, work. Do that right now. You know, you can tell they're doing too much and not just talking like themselves and being comfortable. You can enunciate and whatnot, articulate without having to change your voice drastically in order to get that point across.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that. People are stupid. Kind of stupid if you can't do it. Like me, I was like, okay, whatever.
But anyways, people, man, we got about 4 minutes left to go. I want to just remind you guys, if you have not already, go get the copy of issue number 18 of Human Canvas Magazine. dustspot.com/Human Canvas Magazine, and I'll take you to it. And there's a good reason too. Like, when I started, you were still on your break, so you've been pretty much on most of the magazine. The time the magazine's been out, you were on your break, so.
Okay.
That's the ironic part about that. If you not submitting to it yet,
I could submit to it. I just don't have a whole bunch of tattoos. Oh yeah, I could see a body cream. I do some airbrush rockets. You know, yeah.
Oh Lord. Oh, this girl, like, there was last February. There was actually a model. She had a Spurs uniform painted on her.
They painted
short shorts on her. They painted short shorts on her and like a jersey. No, it was crazy.
You know, I know an airbrush artist. I'm gonna talk to him and do some rocket work. Stuff going on. They're gonna have the rockets
in
Human Canvas.
Maverick sounds better.
Rockets.
Speaking of what's going on with that, because I got this little bit of time left. I want to make sure this is gonna be a quick version of this segment today, totally by a sports moment. As we approach the playoffs. Coming up very quickly. March Madness is coming up. I need to go ahead and get my bracket together because it's getting real. But back to the NBA. This is showing the playoff picture. What the playoff picture does, it shows you a pretty recent look at if the standings were how they were today, who will play against who? And I'll do this quickly. You have in Eastern Conference, it would be the Hawks versus the Hornets. It'd be the Cavs versus the Pacers, the Raptors versus the Bucks, the Bulls versus the Wizards. So that would be your Eastern Conference playoffs. Western Conference, it would be Golden State at OKC, Memphis at the Spurs, Houston at Dallas, and Portland at the Clippers. So right now, I mean, the way it is laid, we would still be playing against each other. That would make the show so much fun because we have a series to talk trash to each other. Y'all want to see a crazy episode of shows into this. A bunch of series of shows, man. That's going to be crazy if that happens.
You know what? Nothing is going to top the Texas Relays.
Yes.
Nothing is going to top
That's still not going to be. Though they won't be playing it yet because they won't be playing against each other. Then. And matter of fact, we play against the Cavs. I think we played against y'all last time. We don't play against y'all anymore this season. I'm looking now. No, we play against y'all no more this season. Our last game is on the 29th, according to the schedule.
Hey.
Looking at.
Well, that's Texas Relays. Hey.
And let's see. We had a tough bout, man. We had to go against Portland. Lost Golden State. If you lose against Golden State, you have to feel too bad. No one wants an L on their record, but shoot, that's Golden State, man. So there you go. That's totally biased sports moment. JoJo, let them know how they can find you.
Selfless JoJo on Instagram. Everything's
there
on
go.
There.
You know you can find me, Ceddy J Dusk, CEDDY, letter J, DUSK. Find me that way. Man, shout out to this headset. Kate, the sound is very crisp. I love it. So, yeah. I might have to use this. I'm thinking about using this instead, like have my computer and have my headset. That's going to probably be.
I thought we were going to do
it.
It depends.
It depends on where we're doing the show from. If we're doing a show in a location, then computers are great. Because then, you know, since you can be in a location, it won't be. You know, I'm thinking this, though. I mean, you gave me an idea. I'll talk to you about that in the show. I don't want to ruin all ideas. I want to try to keep everything under wraps for the closest of time. Because y'all think y'all slick. So, there won't be a
Kiss the
Grandma episode.
You mean my idea
tomorrow.
If you find out what's the winner, whether it's a girl or a guy?
So, we're not going to tell them. We can't tell them anything yet. We can't tell them.
I'm going to
Grandma episode tomorrow.
Out with the winner.
On Wednesday, we have, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a Battle of the Sexes show. So,
on Wednesday?
Yeah, man.
That's
Team JoJo versus Team Ceddy J. And we have a special guest contestant who we also be interviewing during that time. It will include Quincy Jones and both of them for Big Time Marlin. Quincy Jones will be on my team, and Coco the Angel will be on JoJo's team. And we won't reveal the game until Wednesday. So be on the lookout for what the final choice is for the game, because you had a bunch of Battle of the Sexes shows in here before, and man, people come in numbers when that happens. They're like, I got to listen to this one. So we out. If you miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/CeddyJ, CEDDY letter J. We out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl, JoJo. We out. Peace.